It helped myself out a lot if I just refined it to Ford. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I'm Micah Martin. Across the screen is Elijah Hickman.
What up?
It's allergy season.
Oh my God, tell me about
You're
it.
kicking my butt.
Dude, there was, I don't know, probably 10 days in a row that I took a Zyrtec. And by the and like I would take it when I was leaving for work in the morning, and then by the time I'd like get out of the shower and like getting in bed or whatever, I was like, I probably don't need to take another. I'm not supposed to take another one, but
Yeah,
'cause
but
like even if I took
I
one
need to go to
now,
bed. Yeah.
It's gonna wear off at like 10 in the morning, and so it's all gonna be screwed up. So I'm just push through. But allergies, and I've been stopped up and just congested for like the last couple of days. So,
Oh yeah.
but
Well, you're not alone.
no, that's
I'm
for
in that
sure.
same boat.
It's boat.
Yeah, it's not a fun boat to be in. It's not a fun boat to be in at all. But it's no big deal. I deal with them every year. Yeah, no, I've been taking a Claritin in the morning and a Benadryl to go to bed at night.
Ooh, Lord, all kinds of medicated.
Yeah. And it ain't helping. Well, it's helping. I can't say it's not helping because Monday I didn't take a thing and I didn't get much done at work. It's just like every 5 seconds having to blow my nose. Not fun.
I mean, at the same time as like, oh, you got a sore throat, take medicine, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, or like, oh, you got a runny nose, take something so your nose stops running. But it's like, obviously something's going on. Your body's intentionally trying to get that stuff out. And so that's like whenever I, like I take, mucus relief to basically, I don't know if this is exactly what it's used for, but
Loosen it up.
for me, it loosens everything up, and so I can just get it out, because that's the main thing, is like getting it out of there. Especially with the sore throat. Like, I woke up one day last week and I was like, man, my throat hurts. And I was like, oh, crap. Which I used to get strep throat like 5 times a year when I was younger. And so immediately I just always think it's strep throat. But it was fine a couple hours. But. Well, all right. You want to
Kind
kick?
of got a lot. Did you? I didn't. I haven't done a thing. Did you record an episode last week?
Yeah, I talked to Marvin. He was driving
Marvin.
home from Fort Worth, and so got on the
Cool.
phone with him. We briefly kind of went over the wedding just because he was also there.
Yeah, no, it was much.
But
Not.
if you want to dig into it, we can for sure do that.
Yeah.
Talk more about it for sure.
Yeah, everything that I remember, I can, I guess.
That's fair. So
Which
I
is not
get
because I got drunk, it's just because it's your wedding day and
sure,
goes by too
100%,
fast.
100%.
Well, way too fast.
Let's okay. So then let's kick it back to, I guess, Friday before the wedding, Friday the 12th.
Yeah, Friday the 12th, we had that crawfish boil at my parents' house, which that was super fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was just kind of a chill out, hang out. Crawfish boil rehearsal. Well, welcome dinner. It wasn't a rehearsal
Yeah,
dinner. It was a welcome dinner.
that was one of the things that I've noticed that's definitely different in wedding culture now versus like we had some family friends that I don't know, probably 10 years ago, like within probably 3 years, like I think four of them got married. And so like I was just dragged along, whatever. And it's like dinner, like the rehearsal dinner, it was rehearsal and a dinner. And it's like we're doing rehearsal, but we're also feeding you, versus now, like even mine, like we all, the whole bridal party like went to one side and like we kind of talked about something, but it wasn't, we didn't
We
walk
didn't
through
rehearse
anything,
anything, no.
which I think is the main thing is just because of how informal seems wrong, but how relaxed weddings are these days. I'm sure if it's like a really structured wedding, then it'd be a little different, but.
Also, I mean, like, I think that people got to the point where it was like, hey, yeah, I don't think we have to do this.
No.
Like nobody needs instructions on really how to walk down the aisle.
No.
You know, like, it's just the basics. Like, we got to the venue on Saturday at 11, and we lollygagged for, like, 15 minutes, and then we were rehearsed for, like, 5.
Yeah.
Maybe 10, and then we were out of there.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much just being like, okay, you're going to stand here, you're going to stand here.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was like, when these people get to here, then you go. When these people get to here, then you go. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, I mean, it's like we all know how the wedding itself goes and, like, what we're supposed to do, but the timing and stuff is basically just, you know, pinpointed on stuff like that. Because it is different on every venue, because, like, at my wedding, y'all stood on stairs and stuff. Yeah. Versus this one was all flat and everything. Which I will say, it was funny because during your wedding, we couldn't see you at all.
No.
Like, just because of how the...
Yeah.
How the...
I did notice that.
Altar is kind of sunk in behind those pillars. Like, I couldn't see you at all.
Just 1 second. Odie's got a cone on his head because he's got this, like, allergy rash deal going on, and he just managed to get it off his head, and he is tearing it up, and it's quite funny, but he's pretty pissed at the cone.
Okay.
Let me get here in just a second. I don't care if you don't wear it, Bubba.
All right. Crisis averted.
Good deal. That was funny. He was tearing that thing up.
But anywho, back to Friday.
Yeah, back to Friday. Nothing crazy happened on Friday. It was pretty fun. I did end up getting a little drunk on Friday, but only because I knew I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to tomorrow, so.
Yeah, and I mean.
Just get it over with.
You weren't driving and, you know.
Yeah, Jack was driving and it was perfect.
Yeah, perfect deal.
Perfect for me.
Yeah, I got to actually meet a bunch of the people that, you know, I'd heard all these stories and stuff about or whatever and just never really met them in person. And so it was really, it was nice for me. Got to talk to, you know, quite a few people.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, Finley was there. My boss was there and his wife. Maddie got to meet them. She hadn't met them.
Ironically, I didn't get to meet them either.
Huh?
I didn't meet him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know who it was you were talking to. Otherwise, if I had realized who it was, I would have gone over and said hi or whatever, but I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fun. And then...
Did all the crawfish get eaten?
Most.
Was it?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of it.
There was a bunch of it.
But I mean, from the time it got put out to basically the time everybody left,
there was people eating
the entire time. Which is kind of the idea, but...
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect little crawfish bowl. Then, yeah, after that, we left. We went home. We didn't clean up much, I don't think. My parents were like, just sent us home. Maddie and the girls went on to their Airbnb, and we went on here. Did we do anything once you got here? I mean, it's been 2 weeks now.
We just kind of sat around.
Hung around.
We ordered pizza and watched Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah, that's what we did.
No, we... What movie did we watch? We watched Talladega Nights the morning of. Maybe it was the night of. No, yeah, it was that night.
Yeah, I thought we watched it that night.
We were watching something the morning of, though. Somebody turns something on, I don't know. But yeah, we watched Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What a good movie. Speaking of which, I actually saw that there's, and I don't know how old this video was, but I saw a video of a NASCAR that was wrapped exactly like his is with like the cougar on it and stuff because he ironically also doesn't have like a main sponsor and stuff. And so he was like, I mean, it was basically Ricky Bobby real life.
That's crazy.
And I was like, that's pretty funny.
That's pretty cool.
So I don't think it was a current video. I think I want to say maybe it was like 2012 or something, but it's pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah, and then ordered pizza, devoured that pizza, and then pretty much went to bed.
Yeah, we went to bed. And then we got up. Well, I got up early. Saturday the 13th, wedding day, and I got Mac up and made him weed eat while I mowed.
Yeah, you sure did.
He was pissed. Like, what? I didn't want to have to do both, and he was like already up playing on his phone. I was like, Mac, come help me outside. He's like, oh, dadgummit.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, I'm not doing it, but.
Yeah. So I mowed real quick, and we waited. Because I knew that it needed to be, A, it needed to be done, and B, like, I wasn't going to do it on Sunday. And then we were leaving Monday for the honeymoon, so.
Yeah, and then it was going to be another week.
It needed to get done. So, and I mean, I had, you know, couple hours.
So, I mean, it wouldn't have gotten done until, like, today or yesterday.
Yesterday is when I mowed again. So, oh, okay. So yeah, it wouldn't have gotten done until yesterday. It would have been long, because it was already full again yesterday.
Oof.
Yeah. Real full.
Yeah. That was funny, though. I was like, are you mowing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But then we had the rehearsal at 10.
Well, so we... A funny thing that happened was we were... I don't even know what you're laughing about. We all ran through the shower and stuff, and I get in there, and, I didn't think to... Like, I just didn't think to bring body wash or anything, and so I just grabbed your old spice that was in there, and I, you know, like kind of shake it into my hand, and it is just like, I don't know, a cup and a half of this body wash, and I'm just like, what? Just
two
I didn't
days,
shake it
like,
that.
No crap. Like 2 days prior to y'all being here, I went to shut the lid, and it just like busted.
Yeah, so...
And I didn't tell anybody about it. I was just like... I didn't even take enough showers in between that time to, like...
Think about it.
Think about it, yeah.
But, I mean, basically, like, the little hole that it has, it's got, like, I guess, like, a little bit of a valve, like a pressure system on it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just drip out. But basically, like, around that was knocked out. And so, like, I just shook it into my hand, and, like, the plastic piece was in my hand. And it was just so much. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I did try to, like, kind of cone my hand and dribble some of it back in there. But I was like,
damage is done. No big deal. I got a new pump bottle. There you go. No more squeeze bottles. I got a pump bottle.
There you go. But yeah,
I was laughing at Jackson's driving all day. I felt like I was gonna not make it to my wedding and die.
What? Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was just whipping his car, drifting around.
Did do that. It's a good thing he doesn't drive a Mustang, because people would be dead.
Yeah, well, he drives a what Camaro, right?
That's
what.
No, yeah, it's Camaro. It's a Dodge. I think it's the Challenger.
Challenger, yeah.
So the Challenger or the Charger? Whichever one's the two-door one.
It's the Challenger, yeah. It's gotta be. Yeah. Charger's the police car. Challenger's the...
Confirm. Charger's the two-door. Or the four-door. The Challenger is the two-door. But yeah, so from there... Well, we actually went into town and got Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we had to get the girls Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, which was not on our agenda.
No, we were supposed to be at the venue at 11, and at like, which for that to happen, we had to leave here by 10:30. What, like 9:50? I was like, oh no.
Yeah, they just texted.
We have to get out the door like right now. We have to go get the girls Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we had to leave 10 minutes ago. Is what needed to happen. Yeah, which was a little bit like, okay.
Let's hurry, everybody, get in the shower and get out. We got to go.
Why wouldn't just have Mike swing by and pick it up literally on his way? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, anywho, we made it. It was all good.
Yeah. Yeah, we made it.
Got it done.
Got it done.
Yeah, went back, went through the walkthrough and everything. Really cool venue.
Yeah, not a bad venue.
Super cool venue. Did that, and then they were like, okay, you're free to go. We're like, okay. So we were gonna go eat, and then
go to, yeah
And then get shaves from at a barbershop there in Denton.
Yeah.
And the food place was going to take way too long, and so we went ahead and got our shaves and
vetoed the food, went to the barbershop. What was hooked us up there.
What was that barbershop called?
It's called the Denton Barber.
The Denton Barber. That place is sick.
Yeah, they hooked us up.
Super nice.
So when I had booked, because I booked five, or I guess six appointments at the same time. And so I didn't want, you know, whoever being like, oh, system must have messed up. So I sent him an email and I was like, hey, it's my bachelor group. It's my wedding. You know, this isn't like a mess up or anything like that. And I never got a response back. And I was just like, eh, if we get there and they're like, oh, we're full. I mean, I've got email proof. I got, you know, confirmation
we'll
on all five. Yeah, I was like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we get there and you and Jackson got there first. Cause I tried to go in the restaurant. Y'all dropped me off. And then I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. And then Blake was like, oh, I'm right here at the corner. Hop in. And I was like, okay, yeah, y'all just go to the place. And y'all ended up beating us there.
Dude, we actually found a really good parking spot. It wasn't necessarily super close, but it was in this like back, lot. You kind of had to go around a little bit of construction, and it was this back lot of like I think it had a Wells Fargo like ATM in it, and that was it.
Yeah.
And so we literally just parked in there. And
you're supposed to pay to park there, but yeah, no big deal.
No, there wasn't anything that said that
you didn't park there anyway. So
yeah, because I was in the back, and so I literally got out, and I'm just like standing up next to the car, and Jackson just, you know, the car's already off or whatever. And Jackson just starts his car back up. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, get back in. I'm like, okay. He's like, we're going to keep going. I was like, okay. I was like, you got more information than I do, so I'll listen.
Yeah, but it was pretty sweet. They hooked us up with some, once we got to the barbershop, the owner, whoever he was, he hooked us up with some Patron shots and
Dude, as soon as we walked in, we like told him, you know, we're here for Michael, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, you guys want a beer? Water? What can I get you? I was like, sure, I'll take a beer. So we got a beer. And then he was like, here, I got you these Patron shots and the cigars.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
And then at the end, he gave us those chocolates. What else? There was something else?
Yeah. No, that was it. This was three things. Yeah. Patron shots, chocolates, and cigars.
Did you make it home with one of the Patron shots?
No.
Okay, I think Marvin has three of them.
How did Marvin end up with three of them?
So,
Marvin's not even in the wedding.
Well,
party.
Hold on. So listen. So like after y'all left or whatever, he went upstairs just to kind of like help carry stuff down or whatever. That's nice. And I was like, here, just stick these in your pocket. Because we were all going to Fry Street, and I knew you'd be there. So I was like, we'll just meet up with Micah and give them to him. Or we'll swing by the house or whatever. Well, he texted me, I was talking to him the other day, and he was like, those are still in my truck. And I was like, oh.
Keep them. I don't want it.
Fair enough.
You can have it. Drink it.
But I'm actually looking at mine right now.
There you go.
But yeah. Yeah, it was super. Well, it was really funny because we were sitting there, and the guy was like, "Okay, who wants to go first?" And I don't know if he volunteered or you volunteered, but
I was like, "Mac, you know, youngest go first."
Yeah, and plus it was like he had seven hairs to shave, and so it was like you'll take him 10 minutes. Like
he'll be in and out.
Yeah,
no deal.
And then so he's like, "Okay," so I like pulled him back there, and I don't know if he said that or not. But then he was like, "Ah," he was like, "Actually, he's like this guy's really good with beards." He was like, "Let's let you go." Yeah. So I was like, "Okay, sure, I'll go." And not thinking about it, I should have left my beer with y'all, but the entire time I was sitting in that chair, my beer was between my, like, sitting in my lap.
Oh, no.
But he, a super nice guy, I don't know if he spoke any English, but really good at his job. I don't even remember the first thing he did. I guess he just kind of figured out what I was doing or whatever. And then at one point he put that, like, black goop on my nose, and I was like, okay, and part of it had like dripped down into my mustache, and it was apparent that like it he saw it get into the edge of my mustache and was like, oh, and like started like, you know, shifting around, like grabbed a rag and put water, whatever, and was like very adamant about getting it out of my mustache because, like, that's good. Because if this is what I think it is, which it was, it's going to leave a patch, bro. And so he, but it all worked out. It didn't even do anything. He got it out in time and everything. And I also thought that was going to hurt like hell coming off, but it didn't. It really wasn't bad at all.
You just peeled it off.
But yeah, got me all
ragged off.
Got me all lined up real good. And then, just kind of hung out and waited for everybody else. And then the owner wanted a picture out front and stuff.
Yeah, we got a picture.
It was super sweet.
Well, you need to go like check their Instagram or something. Like, did they post it?
I don't know.
No clue.
I mean, there's a good chance they did. And then after lunch, we went to, or after the barber, we went to.
They did.
Did they?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Denton Barber Company.
Oh.
He, like, posted a whole reel about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shoo. Anywho. After the barbershop, we went, and we were trying to figure out where to go eat and stuff, and we decided to go to, what's that place called? The Prairie Cafe or something?
Prairie House, yeah.
Prairie House. Over there on 380. And,
buddy.
I've never eaten there before, but I had passed it, I don't know, a 250,000 times, something like that.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun to get to eat there, and it was also delicious.
Delicioso.
But then once we were like, I mean, it was one of those things where we like sat down and, you know, he's like, what can I get y'all a drink? It was like, can I get a water and a chicken fried steak? Cause we're kind of trying to hurry.
Yeah.
But it was all good. We were like 10 minutes late, but it did not matter at all.
It really didn't.
No. I mean, we still sat around for almost an hour. Yeah. I mean,
yep.
In total, we probably sat around for more, but, you know, got dressed, took pictures, went back up, and then sat around for an hour.
Yep.
But you got locked up in the room, which is always fun.
That's real.
The one thing I will say about that venue is apparently, and I now confirmed it to be true later on in the night, but pretty much if you're in the building, unless you're in the, like, the reception area, if you're in the bathroom downstairs or, like, the lobby or whatever, what's being said upstairs in the bridal or groom suite can be heard everywhere else.
Crystal clear.
Yeah. So, which likely, like, we weren't really saying anything, but.
No, but it's just like, also we're having that's conversation. Cool. It's just like, I don't want everybody to hear.
Yeah, like, this conversation might be slightly different if, you know.
If I know that everybody's listening.
Yeah, like, if everybody else is in this room, it could be slightly different, but.
Yeah.
It ended up being fine.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
It was.
And then the wedding came. Yeah. Wedding was super
remember,
nice.
I don't really remember anything crazy happening during the reception or anything.
No, we were taking pictures, and what did Maddie step on? A sticker or something?
Yeah. Pile of stickers. She had like three or four, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were some ducks on the pond next to the.
Yeah.
Ceremony, which I thought was very fitting. Down.
Yeah, I thought it was fitting too.
That was sweet.
Walking down, there was actually like we'd seen like one mallard, a little earlier, and then like or like earlier in the day we went to rehearsal, and then I saw like two teal there. When we were taking pictures, and then like when we were walking down, there was like a pair of mallards and a pair of teal and stuff like that, and I was like, cool.
They're pretty cool.
A big happy family.
Yeah. I will say that walk is kind of long. That's
jeepers. About running out of breath.
Yeah.
Got me winded.
It was good though. It was fun. Yeah, and then the reception was really good, really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
ceremony was good and fun. Reception was good and fun.
Yeah. Ceremony was short and sweet, but
El Shorto.
You know, it's
perfect.
It's a solid reception for ceremony for sure. And then the maid of honor, best man speech.
Jackson was,
I was just laughing about him.
Shook.
Oh, dude, I know. And I was,
he was shaking.
And I happened to be sitting next to Marvin, who was my best man, when they were doing them.
You're probably like, glad I didn't make you do that shit.
I was like, yeah, I tapped him on the arm or whatever, and I was like, aren't you glad I didn't make you do this? And he was like, I wouldn't have done it. I was like, that's fair. I wouldn't have.
Forfeited.
Yeah, I was like,
forfeit my duties.
I was like, I'll do a speech, but I ain't doing it at the wedding. But, public speaking is the number one fear. I know in America, I don't know about the world, but over death, people would literally rather die than
speak publicly.
Yeah, which is kind of fair.
I don't mind speaking publicly.
Yeah, it's
I don't mind at all.
Yeah, it just depends on who it is. Like if there's like, you know, if there's like 75 people, and it's also depends on what I'm saying. Like if I'm trying to like say something professional, like something like a wedding speech is a little different than like a valedictorian speech, during a ceremony or during a graduation or something like that, you know, or if it's like, oh, it's a big party and I got to make an announcement, you know, like, oh, the bathroom upstairs is broke. Don't use it. It's like say 100 of people that I know or ish or kind of whatever. Like that's different, but
yeah. Like when me and Maddie were upstairs and, like before our grand entrance, the, DJ came up and he was like going through kind of like, he was like, here's how the rest of the night goes. And he was like, after our dance maybe or something like that, he was like, I'm going to hand you the microphone just for you to do your speech. And I was like, huh?
Do what?
And he was like, yeah, so you can do your speech. Like you're, you know, just say a couple words to everybody before I call your dad up to pray, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, probably. And I was like, I had no clue we were doing that. He was like,
News to me, man.
We're doing that. And Manny was like, yeah, you're doing that. And I was like, yeah, that's no biggie. I had no clue. I was like, I don't know what to say. Sure, and I was just like, all right, well, we're winging this.
Yep.
But I was like, yeah, I don't mind. Like, I understand how some people in that situation would be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, it's not rocket
crazy
surgery.
And it's like, I invited everybody to be here. If anybody has a problem with me speaking, leave.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, just hop out of here.
Yeah.
But.
I did not expect y'all to come in from upstairs. That was cool. I don't think most people did.
Really?
Which was kind of cool. Yeah, I was between the photographer, one of the, was it the photographer or the videographer? One of them was between like me and the doors. And so I could like see the back of their, I think it was the videographer. I could like see the back of his camera. Yeah. He didn't either. I mean, he like realized it real quick or maybe he was just, I don't know what he was doing, I guess. Like he got the shot, but he was definitely like looking at the
big entrance way.
Yeah, on the ground floor, and I was like, okay, well, good deal. But that was kind of cool. Those stairs are nice and stuff.
That was like one of our big draws to the venue. Yeah, that you get that nice big grand entrance from up above.
Yeah, I mean exactly. Like it is. I mean, it's called a grand entrance for a reason. It's definitely different than just, you know, walking in a door.
Yeah.
But
that's what we were going to do. Originally, we had it where the food was all set up underneath the stairs. And our wedding planner, like our second wedding planner, was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. Because all that food's and the waitress or the servers and stuff, they're just going to be in your grand entrance shot.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
no, that's a good idea. Let's not do that.
Yeah. That plus like dirt from people's shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, you're not going to do that. I was like, yeah, you're
understandable.
Totally right.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
I will say before y'all came out, So we had talked about it before the wedding, like before like we were dressed or anything. But you had said that there's like there's a table for the like the groomsmen and a table for the bridesmaids. You said they're not like reserved like per person. It's not like, oh, Jackson sits here, I sit here, or anything like that. But you had said like there's a specific table. Okay. Well, by the time we got in there done taking pictures and everything, there wasn't. Only two tables, or the only table that didn't have people sitting at it, were the one y'all were sitting at. And so luckily it did work out to where it was like pretty much, I just sat with my family. Jackson sat with his family, I guess. I don't know. But just stuff like that. So it did work out, you know, fine and dandy. But
yeah, that's true.
But while you're sitting there and stuff, Caleb went over and he requested a song. And then he, like, pretty immediately played it. And then, like, 5 minutes later, and I didn't even think about it. And, like, 5 minutes later, we were talking, and he was like, what's that song called? Da-da-da-da. And I told him. And then within probably a minute and a half, it was playing. And I was like, dude, what the heck? He requested and played two songs before y'all walked out. I mean, they're both solid songs. But I was just like, what the heck, dude?
The DJ was probably like, oh, great. This is how this night's going.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. Random
guy's just going to keep requesting songs.
Oh, for sure. And like, I don't know.
I'm going to be a dick if I don't play them.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know if he requested any more or not. I don't know. But I was just like, good Lord. I was like, cut that out.
Did he end up bringing that, his girlfriend or?
No, she didn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She couldn't make it. I forgot she'd work or something. Anyway.
That's weird. He texted us like the day before, like 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that was the other thing. He literally.
And I woke up at like 4 and responded. I was like, I know he's probably asleep now, but.
Yeah. Yeah. But, dude, that pissed me off so much because he had texted me and we kind of went back and forth. And I was like, well, you know, it's the night before the wedding. And so I was like, I'm 99% sure you don't have a plus one. But if you did, now wouldn't be the time to ask. Last week would have been the time to ask.
Yeah.
And so I just told him, like, no, like, don't, like, just, you know, not to. And then we looked at the timestamps.
We timestamped it. Yeah, it's like a minute later.
He responded to me at 12:52 and at, or 12:42.
42,
maybe.
Yeah.
And then at 12:43. Yeah, 12:45, whatever it was. Like, within 5 minutes. Yeah. He had texted you and asked. And I was like, dude, why'd you ask me? I was like, if I knew that's how it was going to play it out, I'd have just...
Just told you to ask him.
Like, I mean, at this point, I wouldn't have done anything different because then I'm like, well, if I had said yes, then I'm the bad guy because if things go south, but I don't know, whatever.
Plenty of room for whoever.
Yeah. But I was just like...
And we already had Emery coming and then, she wasn't coming. So
that's true.
Yeah, that works, but...
Yeah.
Because I didn't see anybody that I didn't know hanging out with Caleb, and I was like, I wonder if I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it was funny, and I have another little Caleb tidbit from the wedding, but I'll tell you after it's off air. It was just kind of funny. But yeah, the whole thing was just really nice and relaxed and stuff. What was it? I guess they started calling tables to go to dinner.
Yeah, the DJ was letting everybody go.
He was calling tables to go to go get food. And I think when that started is when me and Caleb went outside to the truck. And by the time we got back in, my family, which was the entire table, already had their food. And most of it was eaten. And so I was like, God dang it. So me and Caleb literally slipped in on like the end once pretty much everybody else had eaten, but it was fine. Like, the food was really good.
It was pretty solid. I wasn't hungry, but it was solid.
I wasn't super hungry either. That's why.
I ate half a taco, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing. It was, like, between my mom and my two sisters, they basically had two tacos that they didn't eat, and so I was like, I'll just eat this. And then went and got some rice and chips and guac, and I was like, perfecto.
Yeah. So that'll work.
It's pretty good.
That'll work.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, so, they wanted my sister and stuff wanted to go outside, and take pictures with the sunset. That was the other thing. So they had that. There's that giant window behind where y'all were sitting,
right?
And so where we were sitting, we would just get blasted with the sun. Like, it was so hot and it was right in our face, and we were like, oh my gosh. And then not right as the sun started to go down, like set or whatever, but like, you know, it's probably there's probably about 10 minutes of like, you know, solid full force sun left.
Yeah.
And they decided to close those barn doors, which I didn't know were there. And I was like, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But why didn't you do this beforehand? Like,
right.
Okay. But so we went outside and like take pictures of the sunset, cause it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And,
I was supposed to.
Were you?
Yeah, me and Maddie were both supposed to. Oh. And the photographer was like, if we're getting sunset pictures, we go now. And me and Maddie were in the middle of table touches and we're like, we're not getting sunset pictures.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, then on the way back in, I forgot what it was. Toast maybe were coming up or something.
Yeah, it's the best man toast.
Yeah, and so I was getting yelled at to come back inside. And
I was yelling at you because nobody could find Jackson.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was, because I had to go find Jackson. So I was just like,
I saw y'all out there, and I was like, number one, I don't want y'all in the background of this.
Sure.
Not inside seeing.
Yeah.
Number two, where the hell is Jackson?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, that was funny. He literally has to talk.
Yeah. But it was funny, because I was literally like walking inside, and then your cousin Aaron came up to me. And he was like, hey, man, he's like, I don't know if you remember me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember you. He's like, yeah, from that one duck hunt we went on like 5 years ago. And I was like, yeah, man, I remember you. That was funny.
But that was a good day. That was a fun day.
That was a fun day. That was a really fun day.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we ended
I got
up
to talk
shooting
to him.
Like 6 or 7 ducks, which like for us is, well, at that time,
was
like, holy cow, this is great.
It was like, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, he's a super cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
Which I was really surprised. I was surprised he remembered me at all. But
yeah, they're about to move back to DFW, and I'm pretty excited for that.
That's what he was talking about. So
yeah, hopefully me and him can hang out a lot more now that, because it's like, you know, when you're in high school, like yeah, you want to be as close to your cousins and stuff in middle school, high school, but it's like you're at your parents' discretion for everything.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
You got so much sports. It's like, well, right now, like, yeah, I really just have work, so. You want to golf after work?
Sure,
you know?
Exactly.
Like you want to go grab drinks after work, you know, or on the weekends. It's like, yeah, my weekends are free. I'm not baseball tournaments every weekend. All that's out the door.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and especially now, once you get past that wedding, it's like, ooh, life slows down a lot. Which is definitely where we've gotten to over the last last month and a half or so. Just like got past the wedding, honeymoon, past the holidays, past going back out of town and stuff, like just kind of gotten past everything to where we're in a nice little lull now.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but also now I feel like I have too much time on my hands kind of deal. But yeah. But yeah, so I can't remember if I went and looked for him, but I don't remember if he was upstairs or if he'd already come down.
I think he ended up coming down by the time that we...
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, appeared, and I was like, oh, cool.
Great, thanks.
Jack's here.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so funny, though, because, like, I was over there, or, you know, I was, like, watching the speeches and stuff, and Mia was struggling, seems harsh, but, you know, she was having to fight her way through it.
Yeah.
And then, like, halfway through it, she was like, okay, now the hard part. And I was like, the hard part?
The hard part,
What do you call that first half?
I remember her saying that.
I was like, what do you mean, dude? Which it was a little bit harder to get through, I guess. But and then Jackson. I knew he was nervous to do it, but I didn't think he was.
Yeah. Jackson's a big, and he tries to lock it up a lot, but Jackson's a big emotions guy.
He is,
and
yeah.
You'll know, well, you will see it when you're hanging out with him, but yeah, he
service level.
Yeah, his emotions kind of take over sometimes.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we partied hardy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big dancer, and so I really didn't. Yeah.
But I tried to because, I mean, it's my wedding, so right. I probably should with my new wife. And
yeah.
But I tried to as much as I could. But yeah. Then also, it's like, I also invited like 160, 170 people here that I kind of want to talk to, you know, more yeah. than just table touches, you know. It's like, I want to see them, I want to talk to them. Yeah. But I also want to need to dance, you know, a little yeah. video here and there. But.
Yeah, and then me, you, Marvin, and Jackson, right, ended up smoking a cigar.
Yeah, we went outside for a bit, smoked a cigar
by the truck, which was really cool. Yeah. That was super nice. Just kind of a minute to get away, yeah. And then, which I got that at my wedding as well. I just kind of stepped outside and talked to a friend for a minute, and it was just kind of cool just to kind of, you know. Stand back for a second and just kind of
yeah. I like because the venue had those big doors, and so like I could see everything that was going on inside.
Yeah,
but it was like I'm not in there.
Yeah,
so I'm seeing everything, and like there's one picture in my mind that I'm like I'm looking at. It's just like everybody, the little lights are going in the back, and it's like oh, this is actually really cool. You know, like this party ended up being pretty sweet.
Yeah, you can step back far enough, and everything's in your. You know, field of view and stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Just take a deep breath, kind of take it in.
Yeah, which is super nice. Because that's the number one thing I hear from people, like advice that I heard, you know, coming up to my wedding day, is like step back, take a deep breath, and like remember things.
Yeah, just
because
remember
it
stuff.
Just flies by and like you forget so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the photo booth was super nice. I do. Did you get those pictures I sent of your parents?
Yeah, I did.
They were just sitting there on the... I don't remember. I was talking to somebody. They were just sitting there, and I, like, saw them, and I was like, hold on. And I literally just, like, squatted down and took those pictures. And then I, like, saw them the other day, and I was like, oh, I forgot to send these to anybody.
Yeah, it was weird. So, you know, we were on our honeymoon, and, like, a couple people had messaged me about, like, hey, did you get your portion of the pictures? Like... Well, I never got the pictures from the photo booth, and I was like, yeah, no, I have no clue. I'm on my honeymoon. I'm not going to, you know, stop what I'm doing to worry about for a couple photo booth pictures, you know? Like, we'll get this figured out. They're somewhere. No big deal. Well, so me and Maddie get back Saturday night. Like, Sunday evening, we're at my parents' house, and I think it was Sunday evening, right, when everybody got them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sunday evening, we're at my parents' house, and I get a text, and I'm, like, just random numbers, so I'm like, okay, Face ID, what is this? And I was like, oh, pictures. Cool. And then, like, I just texted, like, three or four people, and I was like, hey, did y'all get those pictures?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, there they are. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what I did, but I guess just waiting and something happened.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the process was. Because
I was going to, on Monday morning, I was like, I'm not going to hit anybody up on Sunday. Nobody's going to respond on Sunday. I was like, Monday morning, I'll send somebody an email, but they just showed up.
Yeah. So. I mean, it worked out, but I was reluctant to say anything. Sarah had brought it up, and I think maybe my sister brought it up or something.
Yeah.
And so I was reluctant to say anything to you, but I ended up texting you like, I don't know, like
it was
Thursday.
Saturday. I was at the airport by the time you texted me. It wasn't like I was doing anything.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was. But I was, and you were like, no idea or something, or like, I'll deal with it when I get back. And I was like, yeah, no, for sure. I'm just saying like,
you were just like probably the seventh person to
already
ask
no,
me.
That's
100% like,
fair.
Ah.
And again, if I had known that it was a thing that had already been brought to your attention, then I wouldn't have said anything. But that's really all I was trying to do. Because I was like, I don't know if something's happened or if I need to do something.
Yeah, that's what, like, everybody's like, is it just mine? Did I enter my phone number wrong 400 times?
That's,
you know?
That was my immediate thought. But I was like, well, got him. And then the grand, that was pretty much it. Dude, those cakes were bomb. I literally tried every single one of them.
They were pretty good. We had every single one the next day. They
were
to go
so
box
good,
for us.
Dude.
And yeah.
I think the Texas pecan.
Yeah, Texas pecan.
I think
pecan.
That one ended up being my favorite.
That was my favorite for sure. It was just like such a light flavor, but also like good.
But the cake itself was so good.
Yeah, the cake itself was, like, it wasn't, like, a crappy cake.
Because so that's the thing with me is, like, I don't care if it's brownies or cake or cupcakes or what it is, like, or cookies, like the crumble cookies. Like, yeah, if it's got frosting on it, that's fine. But if, like, a good cake doesn't need frosting. If the cake itself is good, then it doesn't even need frosting.
Yeah, then I'm good, yeah.
Like, and I'm not even, like, especially because I'm not a frosting guy. I'm a, you know, an actual cake guy.
I'm a cake guy. Yeah, like, I like brownies more than cake just because, like, there's no frosting.
Yeah, I just want brownie. Like, and, like, don't get me wrong. I've had some bomb brownies that have frosting on them, but I'm like, it just makes a good brownie better, but it doesn't. But a bad brownie with frosting on it is still a bad brownie.
Yeah.
Like a bad cake with frosting on it is still a
bad cake. Yeah.
So, but I hate every single cake one was of them. Good. It was delicious.
What all? So I didn't, dude, I got, during the wedding, we were given, so after the ceremony, we were given a margarita. I was thirsty just from being outside.
Sure.
So I had mine downed quick. Maddie's ended up getting handed to somebody, thrown away or something. She could took a couple of sips of it. Then when we get to our table, I had a strawberry margarita sitting there. Drank that simply because I was thirsty. And then I had one beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so what – did you go to the bar? What was the bar like? Because I didn't.
It was fine. I mean, I
– could you get whatever you wanted?
Yeah, I that guy really didn't like me so much because I kept getting whiskey sours.
You turd.
I don't know why. I was just like, that sounds so good.
That's so good.
And then I had already committed, so I was like, this is what I'm drinking. No,
that's what I was wondering. I hadn't got to talk to anybody yet, and I wanted to know how the bar was.
Yeah, it was fine.
I know that I've heard from two people's wives that my husband really loved the open bar, like, or, you know, just talking about the wedding. Oh, it was so perfect. My husband ended up really loving the open bar. I had to drive us home. And so I know for a fact that two husbands that I'm pretty close with, it's funny, got pretty drunk.
Well, there
and
you
I
go.
Was like, good, that's why I bought it. Like, that's why we got. I didn't do it for me. I did it for everybody else. I did it for everybody else to get drunk.
No, I mean, the bartender was super cool. Like,
good.
It was pretty loud when I went up there the first time, and I was like, "Can I do a whiskey sour?" And he was like, "A what?" And it might have just genuinely been he didn't hear me. And I was like, "Can I do a whiskey sour?" And he was like, "Sure." And then he was like, kind of looked around and he goes, "Yeah, okay." And I was like, "Okay." I mean, if you can't do it, that's totally fine. I was just asking.
Yeah, right. If there's not the stuff here, then I'll get a whiskey Jack and Coke or whiskey and Coke or whatever. Yeah, I'll figure out something else.
But yeah, I mean,
good. I'm glad that we're, because I know that. Maddie's brother Hunter, stepbrother or whatever, half brother, I guess actually. He came up to me like at the very end and was like, "We're taking a tequila shot," and I was like, "I don't know that we're allowed to," and he was like, "Oh, I know we are," and I was like, "Oh, how many have you had?" He was like, I can't remember what he said. He was like, 4, 5, or 6, something like that. I was like,
good Lord.
And I was like, okay. I was like, I didn't know that we could do shots, but cool.
That's one thing. That's one thing that I was really appreciative about the people at my wedding.
Yeah.
Specifically two guys that were that were married, you know, before my wedding, like multiple times came up to me throughout the night and were like, "Hey, you want anything to drink? You want anything to drink?" And so my plan was to, like, make sure you all, like, had a drink if you need one or whatever. And I completely dropped the ball. I did tell Jackson that too. So
part of the good. I knew I had to drive. So
that's true. And that is why you weren't drinking earlier and stuff. So,
yeah,
but,
I knew I had to pace myself and I knew I had to, and then I ended up like just kind of losing track of time. And then the bartender came up to me and he was like, "Hey, last call's done. Everybody," he was like, "I'm out of here." He was like, "One time before I leave, do you need anything to drink?" And I was like, "No, I actually don't want anything. Like, no sense in having one now," you know?
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything out of it. I'm good. And he was like, "Are you sure?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm totally fine." He was like, "Okay."
Yeah. They did. No, they did. I think they left the beer and stuff up in the room.
I don't remember. I didn't stop by.
Yeah, you were a little busy. I ended up going up there a couple times. But bless you.
Thanks.
I ended up going to the bar at one point towards the, like, kind of towards the end. And bless you. And he like, you know, grabbed like a plastic cup off a stack. And I was like, "Oh, out of glasses or something like that." Kind of, you know, make conversation, making a joke. And he goes, "No, we, you know, we just like to switch to plastic and away from glass once the dance floor is open." And I go, "Oh, you know, that actually makes a ton of sense."
Yeah.
What a great idea. And
yeah. I know that I did walk by, I think when we went to smoke our cigars, which was pretty early, mm-hmm. and his tip jar was already pretty full. And I was like,
"Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. Raking them in." I was like, "Well," and two, I was like, "Thank y'all," you know, to everybody. I was like, that means a lot that everybody there was like, "Oh, yeah, here's tips there.
Yeah, he got taken care of for sure.
Yeah, he did. Vaughn ended up at the, so me and Maddie are like trying to try all the cakes, right? And we're sitting there just kind of talking, me and her trying cakes and stuff. And Vaughn comes up to me and he hands me a scratch off and he said, "Love y'all. Put this in your back pocket. Save it for later."
That's and a I was scratch like, off.
Okay. And so right, next Vaughn. Sunday we get home and I was like, "All right, well, he's already scratched the barcode. So I know he knows how much this is worth." I was like, "I'm going to see how much this is worth." So I downloaded the app. It's a $500 scratcher. I was like, "I appreciate it."
I wonder if it's one of those ones that you like load or something.
I don't know. It was a $100 scratch off.
God dang.
Paid $100 for it. But
jeez. Shout out Vaughn.
Appreciate it. Yeah, shout out Vaughn.
We, yeah, and by the end of the night, so when me and Caleb went out to the truck, Jason and Lindsay and all of them were outside taking a picture, or were like walking out with us to take a picture. Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, why don't you ask the guy who, you know, has a camera to take a picture? And it was Caleb. And 'cause he was just kind of running around shooting film.
Yeah, he was. And, which is cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And
has he gotten those off his camera yet or no?
I don't think so. I don't think he's got that role developed yet. But they were like, "Yeah, sure." Or he you know, said he would and stuff. He took some pictures. And then him and Jason ended up talking for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I don't really want to cramp on y'all's style, but like I'm kind of trying to go.
I was doing something. Yeah, I'm ready to get back inside."
I was like, "I'm kind of trying to do something here," which is part of the reason why we missed, you know, the food. But yeah, leaving, they did the, y'all did the sparkler send off and everything.
Yeah.
And we kept talking about how we were just going to like hold them straight out, you know, like making a joke because they were so adamant about not.
Yeah.
And the last thing that the, coordinator said was like, there is a, like she has a bunch of hairspray in her hair, da 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 da, like it could light on fire and this and that. And me and Marvin just looked at each other and was like, like not obviously we would never do anything to try and like, light Maddie's hair on fire.
That'd be crazy,
but I ended up standing
talking about a send off.
Dude, I ended up standing next to Mia when it happened. So like I was across from Marvin and we just both went like, "Huh?" Like kind of tilted our heads and like our eyes got big, you know? And we were like, And Mia nudged me. She's like, "Don't you dare!" And I was like, "You think I'm actually gonna light her on fire, dude? Like, knowing my luck, I would have nothing to do with it, and it would happen, and I would just be like, 'How is this my fault?"
Yeah,
I was literally straight up like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
but I did think That's it was. Funny.
I didn't think so. Like everybody left the room, right? And I was like, "Oh, this would be a cute little small send off." I didn't realize how many people were still there.
Yeah, dude, it was a lot.
There was enough to lead us. I mean, like, that's a, I don't know, probably 20 yards? At least, probably. Like, 20 yards of people on each side
mm-hmm.
with sparklers. I was like, good Lord, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah. I mean, there was a bunch of people still there. Yeah. I thought it was really funny. Like, you and Maddie were, like, you know, hand in hand or whatever. And then, like, you, like, stepped forward to open the car door. And she just, like, turned around. And she was just like, yippee. And, like, did a little, like, jump thing. And I just thought it was really funny.
That is funny.
But, yeah, that truck was cool.
Yeah, yeah, it was all 59 Chevy Apache.
Yeah.
Yellow that we drove. It was a pain in the butt to drive.
I was going to ask.
Holy cow.
Yeah, how was turning that thing?
Dude, like, the gas pedal was, like, I had to keep my leg at a 90-degree angle. Because the gas pedal's so high. And obviously, it's a bench seat, so you don't have any adjustment. It was awful.
It looks sweet, though.
It looked cool, though.
That's all that matters. You did kind of, like, you know, like, y'all rolled away a little bit, and then you got onto it, and I was really hoping you were just going to sit there at the end and just spin them. But I was like, but you did get on it, and I was like, all right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then after that, I think we maybe took a picture or something. And then I was like, hey, Marvin, can you help me carry shit down? Because I got a bunch of stuff. And he was like,
yeah,
I guess. So he helped me, went upstairs and, you know, helped me kind of really just carry stuff down. Because I had, like, my turtle box and, like, I had my stuff from the night before. Like, when I left with you and Jackson on Friday night, Sarah went home, and so all my stuff for the weekend was with me just the whole time, and so I was like, I got a bunch of stuff. I did end up having room, and I'm probably not supposed to say this, but I did end up having room in my duffel bag, and so I took every single beer out of that mini fridge and stuck in my bag.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you paid for it, so I was like, I might as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's paid for.
It's like, might as well.
Yeah, heck yeah.
But, yeah, it was sweet. I have no idea what happened to my corsage. Is that what those are called? Corsage?
Yeah, mine broke, so I don't know where mine is either.
There's a really good chance mine's still in my jacket in my closet.
Yeah.
Maddie's
bouquet. Maddie was like, my bouquet has to hang upside down. And mm-hmm. so I like picked, I was like, we were in the living room. I picked it up and I put it on my deer Euro. And I was like, here, it's upside down. And it's still there.
Is it really? Oh,
yeah,
funny.
It's still hanging up. What? Like, it's got to hang there for a couple weeks. I was like, okay.
That's fine. What, yeah. What'd she say about the Ram?
She likes it.
Good.
She loves it right there.
That was the other thing we did Friday night when we got home.
Yeah, we did.
We hung that Ram up, which required some modification, and
it definitely did.
Us drunk with power tools is a pretty good idea. I mean, they weren't like, it wasn't like a saw or nothing. It was just a drill, but still, it was like, this is probably the best idea.
We had to cut that wood.
Oh, that's right. We did have a sawzall.
It is a sawzall because I couldn't find the nut for the circular saw.
That's
so we
probably
were trying to cut a straight line with a sawzall drunk. That was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I guarantee you I wouldn't do nothing like that when I'm sober.
Facts.
Yeah. No. That was a drunk move.
For sure. I mean, we lived. You got married. It happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Honeymoon was great. We can save that for next week. We've been going for a while, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but and then
honeymoon, the keys. We'll get into that.
All right. Well, the
later.
So after we like left everything, you know, we finally got out the door and everything, and we're like, okay, we're going to Fry Street. So we end up, you know, we get there. It's me, Sarah, Michaela. We get there. We kind of make the block, whatever, find a place to park.
Yeah.
I'm parked. We're about to get out, or I'm waiting on Marvin. We're about to get out, and you call me.
Yeah.
And you basically tell me that Maddie's purse ended up getting taken home with Lindsay, who lives like 20 minutes away. And it was just this whole fiasco because it was going to.
Yeah. And it was like, in this situation, like Jason was like already halfway asleep in bed.
Yeah.
Lindsay's drunk out of her mind.
Yeah.
Maddie's not going to drive.
No.
So it's like, it's on me. And I'm like, okay, logically. I got to drive 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back, and then 10 to fry.
Yeah, so I was like, I could drive. It's
going to take me an hour.
Yeah, I could be to Fry Street in an hour. And, I mean, at this time, it was already
11:15.
Something like 11, that.
11:15.
Yeah. And yeah. So I was like, we could do that. And, like, at this point, like, you know, Marvin was not very far behind me. And so, you know, you decided that you weren't coming and stuff. And I was like, okay. And then so we're like, okay, well, no worries. And so we're like, well, we're here. Let's, you know, I guess see if we can meet, you know, find everybody else. So we go over there. We walk around. We're literally standing in front of, what's the one called? Louie's? Lucky Lou's?
Lucky Lou's.
Lucky Lou's. So we're standing out front. And I'd already text Blake, and I was like, hey, where you at? And he was like, in bed. And I was like, for real? And he was like, yeah, bro. And I was like, okay, never mind. And I called Jackson, and he basically told me that, like, they were staying. Like, it was, you know, it was going to be just the four of us. And so we're like, Okay, well, we can either go home, or we can pop inside, grab a beer, and then go home.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's do that. So we go in, grab a table, get a beer, and we're literally sitting there, like, we were literally going to have one beer, then leave. And I'm almost halfway done with my beer when Blake calls me. And I'm like, uh-oh. And he's like, where you at? And I'm like, oh, we're at Lucky Lou's. And he was like, all right, we'll be there in a minute. And I was like, what? I was like, I thought you were in bed. He's like, I was just messing with you. And I was like, what a bad prank. Now, granted, if everybody else was already there and or like if other things hadn't happened, haha, kind of funny.
Yeah.
But like,
which I didn't even think to inform him about all that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's fair because it didn't seem like he really knew.
He didn't.
So, which in that instance is fair. It is a joke. I get that. Yeah. But with everything else going on, I was like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
And so when he pulled up, you know, they like wanted to sit and chat and stuff. And I was like, not going to lie. Like, I'm down to like hang out, but I know they're not really. Like, Marvin's got a long way to go home. I got a pretty decent ways to drive home. And by this time, I'm completely sober. And so I'm just like,
yeah.
And I'd already gotten in the mindset of like, we're not partying anymore tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've lost my money at the hotel because we booked a hotel that night.
Yeah. No, I'm fully aware. And I've made sure that the person that took the wallet was fully aware that multiple people had hotel rooms that night. And that all got flushed down the drain because.
Yeah.
You took my purse.
Yeah. And well,
she was like, she was apologetic. The next day, she was like, I didn't understand the, you know, extent severity, of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, not that you were going to do anything, even if you did. Like,
right.
You were drunk and your husband was asleep, but like, you know.
Yeah. It is what it is. But yeah. So, I mean, it was still a good time. Nonetheless, it was kind of, you know, fun just. Getting to go out or whatever. It wasn't exactly what we thought was going to happen, but it, you know, it was nice.
I hate that, like, the wedding ended like that, you know?
Yeah, it really did.
That's, like, the way the wedding ended. It's not the wedding either. It's just, like, that the night ended like that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it did end on kind of a negative.
Yeah.
Negative pull.
Which, like, Maddie made a good point while we were sitting here, because, like, I was, like, I mean, I was fully prepared to, like, all right, whatever. Well, I'll go get this wallet. And she was like, babe, after I drive in the car with you 20. She was like, if we went to Fry right now, I'd be good for, like, hour and a half.
Yeah, perfect. But it's like.
She was like, by the time we get to Fry, I'm going to want to turn around and go home.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then she was like, and also we only have, like, maybe an hour to sit there and drink before bars start to close and we got to go home.
Yeah,
and so I was just like, kinda,
I mean, it was not the most ideal situation, but is what it is.
Ease what it is. But yeah, honeymoon in the Keys, that was super fun. Me and Maddie had such a good time. We spent way too much, dude, on food.
Too much money?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that happens. Yeah. Food's not cheap, especially, I mean... Shit, we went to
anywhere, but especially in a destination.
Yeah, I mean, we went to Hawaii, and it wasn't. I guarantee you, it wasn't any cheaper. Like, stuff's expensive.
I think our cheapest lunch one day was like $93 after tip.
Yeah.
We ended up spending like, I think we spent $1,400 on food in 5 days or whatever it was.
That's ridiculous. But I mean, you also got to think, like, it's the Keys. Like, poor people don't go to the Keys.
Yeah, exactly.
They know
where millionaires go.
Yeah, they know their demographic for sure.
They do.
But
yeah,
look like y'all had fun. Well,
it was super fun.
Yes, we can get
fishing, boating, snorkeling, food.
Yeah.
Pools, beaches.
Yeah. Or do you want to
the Keys?
Do you want to just keep going and I'll just kind of chop it up into a second part? Or do you want to hop off and just do the honeymoon?
I probably need to hop off. Maddie's getting off work right now. I still got to make half a dinner, let the dogs out. So we'll probably just, yeah, we'll continue it next week. And
sounds maybe like I'll a plan.
Yeah, I probably won't have a truck by then, but.
Maybe. But yeah, all good.
I paid my truck off yesterday.
Hey, congratulations.
Well, mom and dad paid my truck off yesterday.
Oh.
mom and dad bought my truck yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. I take everything I said back.
Yeah. And then, but I
does
don't
he
think
know
it'll
yet?
No. No. Mac won't find out until I pull up in the driveway on his birthday. And I go.
Which is when?
Here, May 9th.
Well, he's, unless he listens to this.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. I'm not going to cut it out, but
No, it'll be all
right.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what he thinks is happening anywho, so.
That's what he thinks is happening, but also, like, he's like, I have no clue what's actually happening.
Yeah.
He wants that to happen.
Yeah.
And it'll be good when he does.
Miles is going to be so jealous. That's literally nicer than any of the trucks he's had, but granted, he totaled three of them, so.
I was about to say, his first truck, he got, 2014 Tundra.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, it was lifted, leveled on 35s.
That's the one he wrapped around the tree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
he had a, then he had that silver auto.
Well, no, first truck was my old lifted F-150, that gray one.
Yeah. Oh,
and
that's
then
right.
He had the Tundra, and then he had the Chevy, and now he's got the F-150.
Good Lord, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anywho.
I don't know. But that was a good podcast. Good long one. Wedding recap.
Yep. Episode 61 in a book. Stuff.
We'll have to talk about all those rules and regulations changes next week. Kind of ran out of time.
For
with
what?
The Texas Parks and Wildlife, snow geese, white
throated
geese,
all that stuff.
So
yeah, we'll talk about
we'll get into that all next week. But
alrighty.
Well, we appreciate everybody listening, and we will chirp at you later.
Yep. Adios. Oh.
Peace. That was mine.
My bad.
No biggie. Alrighty. Adios.
Peace.
All right, see ya.